Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Chris Paulette. I'm one of the editors here at How Stuff Works. And with me is Jonathan Strickland.
Hello from the cloud.
Ooh. So we were going to talk about cloud computing today.
Right. We're calling this Cloud Computing 101 because the term is reaching saturation in the tech world. And if you're not in the tech world, you might be confused as to what all this talk about cloud computing is in regards to And not to mention the other terms that pop up. Sometimes they're used in place of cloud computing, and sometimes they seem to be differentiated from cloud computing. We're going to try and muddy the, I mean, clear everything up for you. we're going to give our definitive explanation of cloud computing.
Well, to start with, I think what we should do is just give you the most basic overview of the entire thing, which is, basically, what we're talking about doing is not having everything you do be run on the computer on your desktop. You're right. Actually allowing somebody else to maybe store information or host applications. It sort of depends on a lot of different things, you know, how you're going to be using it and what you're going to be doing. But that's essentially it, that you're actually sharing some part of the computing process with a network of other computers.
That's correct. And most of us are doing this in some form already, or many of us are anyway. If you have any sort of email, web-based email application, such as Hotmail or Yahoo Mail or Gmail, any of those, that's a kind of cloud computing. You are accessing your email, sending email, storing email, all on someone else's computers. You're accessing it through your browser, but the actual information and applications live on computers that belong to someone else. They're in the cloud. So that's what that means. If you ever hear the information is stored in the cloud somewhere, that means it's living on servers that belong to a certain company or certain organization that provide these services.
So that's like cloud storage then.
Right. Cloud storage would be if you were to save it on someone else's servers.
Okay. Well, so then if you are using a web-based word processor program like Google Docs or Adobe's Buzzword, then that's actually cloud computing then.
Yes.
Because you're using an application. You're doing everything on the web, but the network, the cloud, is handling the actual computing power.
That's right. The only thing that your computer is really handling is to keep your browser going.
Right.
And whatever other applications you happen to have on in the background. But the horsepower is being provided by this cloud. Now, there are some other terms that do pop up when you're talking about cloud computing that sometimes are confusing. Those include grid computing and utility computing. Now, grid computing often is used interchangeably, but sometimes it's meant more as a way of adding processing power to an application. So we're talking here about, let's say you have a really, really big computing job that's going to take one computer thousands of hours to complete. Grid computing would use a grid of computers and break that job up into parts, and each computer would work on a part, and when it completed, it would send that part back to some administrative computer, and then eventually you could reassemble all these pieces to make the whole. That's grid computing.
So that could be like SETI at home or folding at home. Basically, these are shared computing projects where people who are doing research can send out chunks of information. They have so much that they can't do it themselves, so they send it to out to individuals like you or me, and they use their home computers to share in the computing power and send back the chunk of data once it's been processed.
Right. Yeah. And then utility computing is more about charging people to use this kind of resources, whether it's processing power or storage. You're putting in a metered rate for people to log in and take advantage of these resources. Sometimes we refer to that also as software as a service. That's more about, let's say that you have a word processing application on the web that's really, really good. You might want to charge people to use that. That would be using that software as a service. You're providing a service for people, but they don't actually get that software. They can access it over the internet, but they don't get a copy of it on their own computer. So that's what utility computing is.
So basically what we're talking about then is not having to lug your computer home every day, because you should be able to access the same information, the same programs, anywhere, anytime, from any computer that has access to the internet.
That's correct. Yes, it's supposed to really free us up. It's also kind of going back to the old model of the supercomputer.
Well, that's it's kind of funny how things end up full circle like
yes,
that sometimes.
It does.
All right, well, you can read more about this. We have a whole suite of articles, how cloud computing works, how grid computing works, how shared computing works, and there are links to many, many others online right now at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at nissanusa.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.